Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes. And so the people finally realize asking for a king might have not been the best choice. Shmuel has brought down heavy thundering rains at a time when that's not supposed to happen in the Middle East. And so the people finally realize, oopsie, maybe we shouldn't have done that. Vayomru chol ha'am el Shmuel. So the entire nation said to Shmuel, Hispalel be'arav odecho el Hashem elokecho ve'al nomus. Daven on behalf of your servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and let us not die. Let us not die could imply that we don't want the crops to get ruined either, because then we'll die of starvation. But what everybody says, but what it seems the simple meaning of the psukim is the rains itself, the storm. Ki yosafnu al kol chatosenu ra'a. Because we have added evil on top of all of our sins. Lish'ol lanu melech. To ask for ourselves a king. The Misa, al nomus, the Mamloi says, is that we're afraid that this sin is going to mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us with death. So it's not the rain in particular. It's the idea that maybe we deserve the death penalty for rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't have asked for a king. Now, that kind of regret isn't really much. What are you going to do about it now? It's too late. Shmuel has already pointed out, basically, that it's too late. So, please let us not die. Pasuk Chav, Vayomer Shmuel el Ha'am al Tiro. So Shmuel, as always, with the needs of the Jewish people in mind, tells the Jewish people, do not be afraid. Atem asisam es kol ha'ra'a hazos. You have indeed brought about all of this evil. So now the choice of a king too early is even being considered evil. So really, they should take this very much to heart. Ach al tasuru me'acharei Hashem va'avadetem es Hashem b'chol vavchem. What can you do? So only do not stray from following behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Turning, adhering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Worship Hashem. Serve Hashem with all your heart. You will not die for demanding a king. What's done is done. But if you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and really have faith in Him and trust in Him and daven to Him with all your hearts, you'll be forgiven. Chafalev, velo sasuru. And do not turn away, do not stray. Velo sasuru, as we say in Kriyashma. Ki acharei hatohu, asher lo yoilu velo yatsilu kisohu hema. Don't stray. It's straying after emptiness that will not help you and will not save you. Because they, kisohu hema, they are emptiness. All of the avodah zarahs are emptiness. The Mamloi brings down from Chazal that straying from God in any way, even if it's not a false God, eventually leads down the road to Avodah Zarah. Even a small turn away. Think about the theory of parallel lines. Parallel lines will remain parallel for all of infinity, according to mathematical theory. But if you adjust one of the parallel lines by a micro inch in any direction, eventually they will be so far apart, because they continue further, 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 getting further away from each other, that they will never meet ever again. And there will be an infinity of distance between them. So straying even just a little bit eventually leads you down a bad road. First, the Yetzer Hara tempts you into minor averos, and then progressively greater and greater averos, and finally, Avodah Zarah itself doesn't even seem so bad. It's all emptiness. Chavez ki lo yitosh Hashem es amo, bavur shemo hagadol. God will not abandon His people. Why not? For the sake of His great name, to uphold the Shem Hashem, the reputation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the world, even among unworthy people who may have their own opinions, even on the internet where people have a wide variety of opinions of religion that they're willing to talk about. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reputation is important. Shem Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu used it to daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael many times. What are they going to say? It matters. Ki hoil Hashem la'asos eschem lo la'am. Because it is God's will to make you a nation dedicated to Him. Chav Gimel, Gam Anochi Cholila Li Mechato La Hashem. And even me, as for me, it would be Cholila, it would be profane, it would be God forbid that I should sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechado Lehispalel Ba'adchem, that I should somehow stop davening on your behalf. That would be a terrible Avera as well. Now that you're returning in Tshuva, how could I not daven for you? I'm obligated to daven for you. Full tshuva You admit that you did an avera, you regret the transgression, and you resolve that you're not going to repeat it again. The Rambam gives us all the Hilchos Tshuva. The people admitted their mistake, but it's too late to undo it. You can't undo it. The king's been anointed. You can't dethrone him. Actually, it's the sin is really the reason that they appointed him, rather than the act of appointing him. Bahoresi eschem b'derech hatova v'hayashara. I will instruct you, Bahoresi, I will instruct you in the good and righteous path. So I'll daven for you. The Gemara comments on this, that this shows that if somebody could daven for his chaver, and daven for rachmanis on him, but refrains from doing so, that that's an avera, that's a chet. Shaul is saying, I can't withhold my tefillah on your behalf. I must. Chav Dalet, ach yir'u es Hashem. Only, fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'avadetem oso be'emes b'chol avavchem. Worship him truthfully, serve him faithfully, truthfully, with all of your hearts. Ki ru'u es asher higdili mochem. Consider, see all of the great things he did for you. Higdil, he did great things among you, with you. Klal Yisrael has been HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tool for goodness for millennia. Don't forget it. Every time we forget it, we get Musar from our leaders to remind us. All of the Tovos. Or, Radak says, the rain and thunder that was brought out of its season. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to reverse nature for you to teach you a lesson is equally important. Last pasuk in Yud Beis, Chaf Hei, V'im Hareya Tareu, but if instead you repeatedly do evil, Hareya Tareu, you do evil and then do evil again, Kamatem Gam Malchichem Tisafu, both you and also your king will end, Sof, will perish, will die. Don't rely only on my tefillos to save you. You are responsible for yourselves. And Shmuel knows he doesn't have much time left. So be very, very careful. If you don't, there are going to be real problems for you. And there are going to be major, major issues. And we will see in Perek Yud Gimel, as we start moving forward, that Shaul is going to start to lead Klal Yisrael. But unfortunately, from the very beginning, although things are going to go well at the outset, from the very beginning, there are going to be some issues. And then once Amalek gets involved, major issues, as we'll see in the Haftarah that's laid for Parsha Zachar, which comes up.